So here we are in Holcombe Village, and there's a strange story that if it is actually true, but if anyone was to make it up, you wouldn't believe them. And the story starts like this. There was a Zeppelin on its way back from bombing Glasgow, and they had some spare bombs left, and they were decided to go via Manchester and Salford Quays and drop the bombs on Salford Quays. But it was actually very foggy. And being Lancashire, obviously, with all the mills and the chimneys, the visibility wasn't very good. So what they used to do was fly as low as they could, and they were silent, of course, these things. And they'd use these large hearing devices like horns, and they would listen out for activity. And of course, being at this elevation in Holcombe Village, that we're about 750 feet above sea level here at the moment, they would listen, and they could hear the villagers sort of talking in the village. So they decided that this is the place that they would drop their bomb. And bearing in mind that we're in the countryside here, one bomb landed in the graveyard, and of course, which was a bit silly, really, because everybody's already dead. And the other bomb landed here in the main street. And you can see on the picture of the doorway, the actual shrapnel that hit the wall and pitted the wall there. There were no casualties. But there was one animal casualty, which was a sparrow. And the sparrow didn't die from shrapnel wounds. It actually died of shock. And you can now see that sparrow. It's stuffed and it's in the local school, and the whole story is there for you to see. Strange but true.